What I hate about Asian parents, they're so honest. Like, they have no filter. They have no editing system. Whatever they think, they say. This is my dad. Good morning, Dad.
You look ugly today. You look horrible. Don't go outside. You are ugly. You made me, motherfucker.
Oh, what, you don't like to hear yourself?
I hate it.
Why?
Bobby.
What?
Bobby Lee is here.
I don't look in the mirror either.
Self-hating comedian tell. Bobby Lee joins us in studio. He's going to be at the improv.
Such a
Everyone in the room will have a good time except for you, Bobby. Yeah,
I'm just being.
When I look in the mirror, I see Pikachu with diabetes. Like I feel like Tim Burton drew me.
No,
like not a human.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, that's not a good image.
Yeah, I know.
That is not a good image. You just gave us some very good news. You and Wendy have something in common.
What? That we're both white?
You both?
No.
That was one of them.
I am white. I have jaundice.
Yeah. Oh, you
did. Another joke, guys. I'm a joke machine.
You both quit smoking. No more
yeah,
smoking.
Yeah, 7 months ago, I quit smoking.
Congrats.
But I use this thing called the Juul and...
It's a vaping device, right?
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
Listen to you. You sound like a narc.
What is your problem today?
I'm keeping track of what you're doing.
Can I just finish my sentences?
Go on.
I Juul, you know, vaping device. All right.
Yes, go okay. on. Yeah.
Anyway, I've been using the Juul. Anyway.
Yep. Well, I used the gum, and then I used this thing. What did I tell you? What's the name of it?
I forgot.
See? Oh, my God. Bill, I said it four times to him, and he goes, all right,
the unnatural cigarette.
Harmless cigarette.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Amazon, $14.95. There's no vaping responsibilities at all. It's just air. I've already lost him. He doesn't care.
No, I'm here.
He wants to do
I'm
his
focused.
Juul.
I'm here.
Can I explain? Yeah, the reason
what?
I told people that the Juul is a vaping device is here in Chicago, Juul is also a grocery store. So a lot of people thought every time you need to smoke, you're going to a grocery store.
I get it.
That's why.
Says the farm boy. You're a farm boy.
I'm not a farm boy.
You don't drink. You don't do nothing.
That's farm people do that.
Farm people
oh, they
drink
do?
All
yeah,
day
there's
all
nothing
night.
Else to do.
They love
to
drink. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know anything about
done,
farm
you gotta
boy.
Drink and smoke.
Yeah.
You, by the way,
what?
Are in snow. This must throw you a little bit.
This is the Revenant for me.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get mauled by a bear. It's terrible. I'm wearing no socks.
Why?
Because I'm from LA. I didn't know about the storm.
No one told you there'd be snow in
no,
the
No, I just go. I didn't know I was playing Chicago until like a day ago.
Oh, it's that new. Oh.
No, I knew
the
I was
storm
going
was
somewhere.
Predicted,
I go, where am I
like
going?
A week ago.
Yeah, but when I found out, was it Thursday? I'm playing Chicago.
You're doing the improv.
Tonight,
you said it like
I have to
that?
Go tonight.
And the,
like,
shows,
yeah.
the shows are outside at the improv. You know that, right? Are you okay with that?
I'm fine.
All right, good.
But then I wore no socks and I came on the plane. I came here and there was a storm.
You must be freezing.
I'm fine.
Don't you get blisters without wearing socks?
I have chronic foot problems.
Do you?
Then wear socks.
No, that's what causes it.
What do you have specifically?
I have athletes. My left foot should be just, it's a hot zone. It's a hot zone.
You have athlete's foot?
Yeah, but
what's
it's
your
like,
sport?
I don't run. I've never run
it.
In my life.
Genetically? Do your mom?
No, I just sweat profusely out of the left foot as if it was exercising.
Go see Bobby Lee sweat from his left foot.
Okay, like, I'll check this
foot.
Out. You run 20 miles in an old sneaker.
Yeah.
I sit and get that. just on my left foot.
That doesn't seem fair.
It's not fair at all.
Are you left-footed?
No.
Which foot do you write with, Bobby?
My right.
Your right one? Well, then it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, that's terrible. Are you seeking treatment for this?
No, the doctor, my doctor gave me an ointment.
Yeah.
And then it worked for a week.
Yeah.
But I missed the itching.
Oh, you missed the itching.
Yeah, I did.
What, so you had nothing else to do?
No, at night I had this ritual. Do I do it? Or I just scratch.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
but just hear me
pleasant.
Out.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend, right? She can't sleep without it.
What?
Yeah, because she's
so
her
white noise machine?
No, she just, that's her white noise machine. She hears me.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, that puts me to sleep.
You're a prize, you know?
I'm a winner. I'm totally a winner.
That's a lucky girl you're
Thank
dating.
Thank you.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I saw you in ads for a new show. There's a show called Splitting Up. Is that what it's called?
No, it's right? not what it's called. And
What's
maybe
called?
You should have Googled it.
What's it called?
It's called Splitting Up.
That's what I said. That's exactly
together.
What I said.
Splitting Up Together.
Splitting Up Together.
Yeah.
All right.
So and it's a family sitcom.
Jenna Fisher from The Office.
Don't know her.
You don't know her?
Oh, but I love her.
She's a star of the show.
She's a star of the show, yeah.
Oliver Hudson?
Yeah.
From the Hudson brothers?
No, Kate Hudson's brother.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Goldie Hawn's son?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, nothing to you?
Well, yeah, but his dad is one of the Hudson brothers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
All right.
My bad.
You've got athlete's foot. Yeah, I can't expect you to know anything else. You're fine.
And then it's got my wife is Lindsay Price. And
oh, nice.
And Ellen DeGeneres is producing.
Wow. Congratulations.
When does it start?
It airs March 27th after Roseanne.
Have you already seen the finished episode?
Yeah.
The pilot? How's it look?
The pilot I've seen. I haven't seen any of the other ones, but...
Looks funny?
I'm a terrible actor, so...
You've said that in the past. Why do you
That's a fact.
You are a terrible actor?
Dude, let me tell you something right now, okay? Yeah. You know the term, fake it till you make it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Really?
Yeah, like, really? We did an episode where Helen Hunt directed.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know, you know why you're saying that line?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, because you want this from Oliver's character. I go, yeah. So can you do it? I go, yeah. And I just did it the same exact way.
But it worked for her? She said
that's
better?
No, she's like, that was great.
What does she know? She's only won one Academy Award.
I know. That's my point is I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, then don't think about it because it's working for you.
Every day I go, am I fired? And they go, no, not yet.
Do you know who the highest paid actor of all time is?
Let me guess.
Go on. The highest paid actor of all time.
Actor is a
DiCaprio.
Stretch.
No, it's The Rock, and he's not a great actor.
He's good, though. He's likable, though.
But he's always the same guy.
Yeah, but he's likable.
He's not that likable. Why am I the only one who doesn't really like him?
Because you don't like Samoans. Is he Samoan? I don't know. Polynesian.
I like...
You don't like pineapples or boar or anything like that.
I'm fine with that. It just...
You don't like the beach life. You're a winter girl.
But he's paved the way. You can be an actor and you don't have to be Olivier. You can just be there.
Here's the thing about that, and I'm going to defend him for a second, okay?
Sure.
Is people say that about Keanu Reeves.
I love him.
I love him too. But they go, he's not a good actor. He does the same. What's up, dude? Whatever, right?
Whoa.
But the thing is that Keanu Reeves shows up on set.
Yeah.
He knows all his lines.
Yeah.
And he doesn't succumb to the pressure.
Right.
There are people, I'm telling you right now, comics especially, they get on a set.
Yeah.
They say action. They freeze.
Really?
Get
the
out.
The pressure is so heavy.
Oh.
Like when I do table reads, the president of ABC and president of Warner Brothers is sitting directly in front of me.
That can make you nervous.
Do you vape while you're at the table?
No, but I know how to smile.
Do you scratch your foot because of the
athlete's
foot?
No, I don't, man. Not in that situation.
Just want to make sure.
No, only at home.
And you do have a great smile.
Thank you.
You win people over.
You have a winning smile.
And they go, how was your weekend? Oh, great. Thank you.
But, so you're polite,
too. But from the waist down, they can't see. Urine. You know what I mean? My fingernails are bleeding because I'm like
you're picking at
your
skin. Yeah.
I'm shaking. But from above...
You're all put
I'm
together.
Great.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee is performing at the Improv all this weekend. Yes, he has athlete's foot, and yes, he hates himself.
Break it till you make
it. He doesn't care.
No.
He's got the
fake it. Fake it.
Not break it.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
More with Bobby Lee next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Ready for my picture with Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee is here. So far, Bobby, you've been very well behaved today.
I know.
Wait, do you know why?
I don't know why.
Because then they hinted like, hey, can you relax out there?
Who said that to you? Who told
my
you
My agents, through my agents, but they're like, I think you should relax out there.
How
because
are you?
Because don't show your pubes or...
Yep, that's our rule.
Well, it's radio. Or, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. I know, it's weird doing it on radio. I do it anyway. for the power and the control. Yeah, that's my thing.
Good. You live in Hollywood. What's going on?
Yeah, you're fine.
There's
but I've been trying to be Christian about everything.
Yeah, you seem to be.
Ash Wednesday's
coming
up.
You're a new person.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful eyes.
Yeah. Bobby Lee, by the way, performing at the Improv all this weekend, tonight
again.
Through Sunday. But that's, I want people to
it's
know.
Enough.
I want people
it's
to
enough.
Come and see you.
No.
Do you not want people
Where is it? Schaumburg?
Yeah.
Best Improv in the country.
It is, isn't it? It's a great club. Help me with this, Bobby. The last time you were in, like a month later, I saw you in a movie with John Hamm, right? Were you in a movie with John Hamm?
Yeah, I could have been.
What was? Oh, you're not sure?
I was in it.
What was the movie?
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
That was it. That was really funny, and you were really funny in it. Don't you think?
I guess.
Yeah, you're not sure?
Well, you have no confidence in yourself, do you?
Oh, I have. Why am I in the business?
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
That I have no
confidence. Are you going to get up and leave?
No, I'm not going to leave. I'm standing up to show you my...
Oh, you're standing up now.
Alpha male.
You became like
I'm an alpha male.
Like a cave guy.
Let me say something to you right now, okay?
Bobby just bit Wendy.
Wendy, it's a bit.
Oh.
It's a bit. It's a persona.
Why are you standing up now?
Why are you standing, Ron Howard?
I'm also going to stand up. Stand up,
farm boy. Yeah. I don't want to stand up. Why do we all have to stand up?
Yeah. And then we'll kneel down, and then we don't have to go to church.
Are we
on
doing
Sunday.
The hokey pokey? What's going on?
Turn yourself around. Turn
You know, I have the duality of being really cocky and egotistical, and then a shattered person.
Yes. Isn't that what show business is? The combination of those two?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just wake up and I'm either one or the other.
Yeah.
I want to find a balance. I want to meditate. Mm-hmm. I'm being real right now. Mm-hmm. I want to meditate. I want to
stand up for this
live.
Part.
Yeah, I want to live in the moment.
Bobby and I are standing up again, Wendy.
I want to live in the moment. I think I just broke this. Did I break it?
No, it's still working.
Yeah, and I want to
building soon.
Yeah,
anyway.
I just want to be a healthy person.
Is
you
that
do?
Right?
Well,
yeah?
You quit smoking.
Yeah, I quit smoking, and then I tried to be vegetarian.
For how long?
For a month. I lasted a month.
Well, you have to say it first, and then you can be a vegetarian.
I said it.
You said it right. All right.
You know what? For being in this country for 3 years, I'm doing pretty good.
I think you've been here longer.
No, 3 years, okay?
I'm pretty sure it's longer.
I learn fast. No accent or anything. Are you bastard? Anyway, splitting up together.
Yeah.
Hi.
He's adorable. Is he not?
But my point is that I just need therapy.
You want to better yourself.
I want to better myself because I'm almost 50.
Are you? Yeah.
I'm 46.
Yeah. Well,
almost.
I mean, four years. Boom, I'm 50.
Yeah.
Boom, 10 years, 60.
But the realization of that is disturbing, isn't it? Like all of a sudden
I couldn't even talk to him when he was about to turn 50. He's like, no presents, don't mention it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were 60.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Very nice. Kidding. You look cute, man, for your age. For your demographic. Yeah.
Thank you.
Feel good?
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, can I tell you something, a compliment to you, though?
I wish you would.
And I'm going to.
All right.
Yeah, regardless. I know that you're a good dude because you have the crow's feet in your eyes.
Yeah.
That means you laugh a lot.
Yep.
I do.
And that you're happy.
You don't have them.
I know. I'm sad. I'm a bitter person. No, I'm Asian. We don't do that. You're being so racist right there.
I am so not.
Yeah. Like, you don't have it. Ha, 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 ha.
I want to know your secret. I don't like the crow's feet.
Yeah, they're barely open. It's like I'm asleep. You bastard.
Stand up, Wendy.
I'll stand up, and now
we'll kneel down again.
I think I really did break it this time.
That's all right.
Why is this like this? I'll just hold it.
What about the microphone?
No, keep it like this.
We got it at IKEA. We have to build it ourselves, Bobby.
Is there a cork and a little mechanism?
It'll be fine. It'll be great.
What?
Where did when your mom and dad decided Bobby? Were you named after somebody, or how did they
Robert Redford?
You were named after Robert Redford.
I'm sorry, that's funny. Stop it.
What? Why?
He was big wearing the skull caps or whatever they're called, beanies. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, my brother was off Steve McQueen.
Oh, they named him Steve after Steve McQueen, and you Bobby after Robert Redford.
Why is everything funny to you? You know what you're being? You guys say something?
Yes.
In Korea, I'm kind of Robert Redfordish.
You are the Robert Redford
of Korea.
Korea.
Thank you. And my brother's Steve McQueen of Korea.
Really?
Yeah. Here, we're like mythological creatures. We're like Gollum. Wow. I don't know why you're laughing. That's so rude.
Are you expecting trouble between North and South Korea at the Olympics? What are you expecting? Is everything going to be okay?
It's kind of all patched up now, isn't it?
Kim Jong-un knows that if he does anything, it's over.
Really?
I mean, we're the rest of the world might, you know, we're going to suffer some consequences, but we will obliterate that.
So he'll be on his best behavior for the next few weeks.
I honestly think that there's nothing that he can do.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to die and all his people die.
Did you see his sister? Wendy pointed
this
out.
She's beautiful.
She's going to the Olympics. She's representing South Korea.
She went.
She's North Korea. She's stunning.
Yeah. What about his brother that's in prison?
Yeah, he's not going.
He's not going.
He's not
going
to go.
I want to see him. See
but they didn't
like.
Divvy up the attractiveness in the Un family.
He just gained weight. Eats a lot of rice. It's a lot of carbs.
Is that what it is?
A lot of starch.
Yeah. Is that it?
No, I'm being real. He's not. If he lost like
it's the
300
haircuts.
Pounds.
It's the haircut.
The haircut,
that
the haircut sucks.
Yeah,
that never was in fashion.
Yeah.
But you know what? His dad had it, and that's the thing.
Right.
It's the family thing.
It's that haircut.
Well, if my dad was a dictator and he shaved one eyebrow, then I'm like, you know, and every day I'd have to shave mine, and I'm that guy. And my son and my grandson, they're all going to do it.
What does your dad do or did he do?
He's alive, so
he's around.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I didn't
well,
know.
You don't know. I don't know. You're almost 50.
What the? Yeah. So what was his job, or is his job?
Well, his job in heaven right now.
Oh.
No, he's alive.
Okay.
My dad has a stroke, but
That's what made Bobby laugh the hardest.
I know.
No, because it's so funny how sad you guys got.
Well,
my dad's great. He had a stroke. It's fine.
He's all right.
He deserved it.
Oh, no. Don't. Bobby.
He was a bastard.
Was he?
Growing up, he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve it. I love my dad, but he was an alcoholic. He used to beat us, beat my mom, all that stuff.
Oh, so is he not drinking anymore?
You know, you can't. He can't move.
Oh, is he in the hospital?
No, right, first of all, there are varying degrees of strokes, and most
severe.
People don't laugh about it.
It was severe.
Do not close the show with this.
I'm not gonna, it's my closer.
No? You close with this?
I open it with it too.
My dad had a stroke tonight.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I push the audience away, and then I try to push them away at the end too. That's my style.
It's consistent.
No, my dad. When my dad had his major stroke, my brother and I, we live in L.A., and we got in my car. And we drove straight. It takes 6 hours. We got there in 3.
Wow.
We went to the hospital, and the doctor said he was going to die. And he said in Korean, he looked at my brother and I. My brother and I are both sober.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have 15 years. My brother has
good.
9.
Congrats.
And he said in Korean, he goes, "I'm so glad I made you too."
Oh, wow.
So we cried, and we had that moment.
That's beautiful.
But then he lived.
Jeez.
Leave that part out in the book.
Oh, really?
When you write the book, leave that part out.
That was my closing chapter. No?
You're fine.
I just love you. I really do. You kill me.
You know what? You have dark life, a life, but you just, I just, you know, I just pull forward. I want to be a nice guy and have fun. And
what else is there? That's all.
Excuse me?
Have fun. That's it.
Yeah, but also just be a good person and help people and all that stuff, you know?
That's good.
I believe in the 7 spiritual laws of success.
Yeah. What are they?
I know one of them. you're a bastard for doing that, by the way.
You're welcome.
But there's one that I always apply, which is I hate you. Which is
To
achieve success, you have to help other people achieve success.
That's true.
So I try to do that in my
excellent. Oh, excellent.
You. Thanks for having me.
Bobby Lee's TV show, Splitting Up Together. He says it's not very good. You can see him at
No, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I've ever been in.
Oh, wow. That says a lot.
Well, the first 4 episodes they tested, it tested through the roof.
Excellent.
I can't wait to see it.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
I don't like myself.
But the rest of the show.
But everyone else, amazing.
Solid. All right.
The writing, everything is amazing.
I'm going to see if Hulu can digitally erase your part of it so that my family and I can enjoy it together.
That's right. They can't. Don't watch.
Splitting Up Together is the name of the show. But go see Bobby live. You need to see him live.
Please
he's
come, come.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night, Chicago Improv
at
Woodfield.
Yes. I have a podcast called Tiger Belly. Mm-hmm. It's doing very well. And follow me on Bobby Lee Live on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you.
Good to see you, Bobby. A quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.